From the Palestine News Network, I'm Kristen S. with This Week in Review, 2009. It's the 22nd of January. For more than 3 weeks, Israeli forces pummeled the Gaza Strip while announcing they weren't defending themselves. They also justified the massive killing and destruction by claiming weapons smuggling. The U.S. and Israeli administrations created a memorandum of understanding, which gave the two control over what they refer to as smuggling routes. These are Iran, Sudan, the Gulf, and southern Gaza's Rafah. With Belgian and French lawyers taking on war crimes cases against Israeli officials, including Foreign Minister Livni, she has been called for immediate arrest. The Palestinian Prisoner Society is demanding outgoing Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert be tried in the International Criminal Court, along with Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak. The Israeli military has banned the publication of the names of officers involved in the massacre on the Gaza Strip and required prior notice if they leave Israeli boundaries, as all are subject to arrest as war criminals. Israeli activists have published the names they have access to.
How many more resolutions have to be violated? How many more children have to be annihilated? Israel is a terror state, they're terrorists that terrorize. I testify, my television televised, I'm telling lies. This is not a war, it is systematic genocide. But whatever they try, Palestine will never die.
Free my people.
Demonstrations on behalf of the people of the Gaza Strip are ongoing in East Jerusalem and the West Bank, with Israeli forces arresting them in droves. Foreign journalists are still banned by the Israeli administration, as they were before the 3 weeks of major attacks, from entering the Gaza Strip. During the preceding siege and closure, construction materials, fuel for the power station, and medical supplies were banned, as were all imports. Now the number of homeless is in the tens of thousands, after 22,000-plus homes were destroyed. Sema Habib is in the central strip surveying the damage. Service from the local phone company, Jewel, in both the West Bank and Gaza Strip is coming and going, as it has been for weeks.
Well, I'm now in the mid areas of the Gaza Strip in the Juhudi, in which I'm having a tour, seeing a massive devastation due to the military Israeli operation took place the past weeks. People here are very upset about what has happened. Around 130 houses.
Israeli forces openly targeted entire families over the past 3 weeks, with the Al-Samunis losing 22 members. They set up their mourning tent atop the rubble. At least 1,328 Palestinians were killed in the Strip since the 27th of December, over a third of them children. The United Nations Relief and Works Agency is trying to prepare itself to welcome kids back to school on Saturday for some semblance of normalcy, after tens of thousands born under occupation watched their lives get worse. The UNRWA was a target, along with everything else in the Strip. Its spokesperson in Gaza, Adnan Abu Hasna, says the organization has continued to work and that the number of homeless seeking refuge is decreasing. Adnan Abu Hasna from the UNRWA in Gaza City, can you talk about the day that the Israeli planes came and bombed directly the headquarters that were in Tel Hawa?
Yes, you have here great damage and thousands of tons of food and medicines, mattresses, blankets, and other supplies have been completely destroyed. And right now, we have seen the smoking is still the smoke still in that place, and it is really very destroyed area. And But we did not stop our work. We continue working despite the great loss of supplies, and even we are escalating our humanitarian relief in all over Gaza Strip.
And how many people are currently taking refuge inside the schools and the shelters?
Yes, it reached to the maximum during the fighting. It was nearly 50,000 people in 50 schools, but today, we reached to 5,000 people only, and today we will evacuate all the schools of those people who fled to them, because we decided to start, sending the children to schools on Saturday. So we will move what remained of those people to other centers here in Gaza Strip, but we will continue at the same time providing them with assistance, food, medical relief, and all what they need. And at the same time, if one of the refugees, those who has their houses have been demolished, that he has documents that he rent, an apartment, we might pay him cash for the rented house if he proved that in the future.
And on that day when the Israeli forces targeted the headquarters, earlier in the morning you had asked for assistance because you felt you were being targeted there, and that was before the major bombing came. What happened in the morning when you asked for somebody to stop the Israelis from shooting at the UNRWA headquarters?
At that time, we were calling everybody to help us because the fire was horrible here, and we have been afraid that it will extend to the administrative building and to the headquarters. And so we called for help and to stop all the bombarding. And UNRWA began contacting everybody all over the world, the SD also, to stop us there.
The Israeli targeting of the United Nations is something that has gone on in the past. It's not new to the last 3 weeks, but it did increase in the last 3 weeks. Do you see it getting any better at this point because there was so much attention paid to what happened?
Look, we strongly protest the attack on our installation, and we have nearly 53 installations that had been destroyed or damaged partially. This is a big problem, and this is why we are protesting, why we ask for an independent investigation, because we want to protect our installation, to protect our staff, from being targeted. This is what we want all the time. We want to know why they attack us. This is the big question.
The last time that we spoke, you said that anybody could be killed walking to work, while they were inside the office or while they were at home?
Yes. It was really horrible. No place was safe. You cannot feel safe at office and in the streets, at home. Everyone, you can expect the worst every moment. This is what happened. Now the situation is better because of the ceasefire, and we hope that things will be getting better in the future.
And you are servicing 750,000 Palestinian refugees in the Gaza Strip.
No, we are giving services to more than 1 million Palestinian refugees in the Gaza Strip. But we are directly providing food assistance, to 750,000 Palestinian refugees in the Gaza Strip.
And the Israeli forces, when they target the United Nations, they are not only targeting the UNRWA buildings, your staff, or you as the spokesperson. They are also targeting Palestinian refugees.
Yes, this is what happened during the fighting. You cannot differentiate between if that a refugee or not refugee. They killed people of both sides, and we warned the Israelis that, and we warned the international world that any war inside the camp, that anything inside the camp, it will, or the military operation, if it extended to inside the camps, it will cause a great number of fatalities, and it will be a disaster.
And it didn't look like any of this information was affecting the Israelis. They seemed to increase their killing. They ended up killing 1,300 plus people in just over 3 weeks, and to very little international outcry. What do you think is going to happen next?
I think that question should be directed to United, to Mr. Ban Ki-moon, not to me now.
That was Edna Nebuhasna in the Gaza Strip, UNRWA spokesperson. For more news, see english.pnn.ps. Without an infrastructure, a Palestinian wasteland, the destruction of which was intended to destroy the will for a contiguous state, and with $1.9 billion needed for reconstruction, and as Abbas made a show in Kuwait and Sharm el-Sheikh, but refused to attend Doha, on Wednesday the elected Palestinian Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh of the Hamas party announced that the government was back to work.
This is for Palestine, the Mawla, West Bank, Gaza.
And this is Iraqi UK rapper Loki.
We'll shock it, taking tears and replace them with laughter. Long live Palestine, long live Gaza. Palestine, the Mawla, West Bank, Gaza. This is for the child that is searching for the answer. We'll shock it, taking tears.
Kristen S., Palestine News Network, This Week in Review, 2009.
While we listen to tunes made by ignorant fools, Israel blocked.